Hi everyone, it's Dolores. It's such a lovely day today. I thought on my way home I'd go through the cemetery. After my son was killed, I never ever went to cemeteries. You know, like some people don't mind walking around them. And I'm in Ladywell Cemetery, so there's dog people you walk their dogs and they use it to walk because it's really beautiful, as most graveyards are anyway. But anyway, so last year I was persuaded to come and have a walk through the churchyards by a group commemorating a young girl that was killed 120 years ago. But on my way out, I noticed this gravestone and I remembered that it was going to be the anniversary, of the First World War. And I remember thinking, oh, I must take a picture and do something about this gravestone. So it's really touching, actually. So I'm just going to read it. Obviously, there's a picture on the front, but it's just really... Anyway, so it says, sacred to the memory of John Eric de Jersey Harvard, who died 8th of September 1892, aged 4.5 months. Also, Lieutenant Colonel O'Gorman Harvard, 2nd Battalion Grenadier Guards, killed in action near Le Marge, 1st of August 1917, aged 20. Also, Captain Lionel de Jersey Harvard, 1st Battalion Grenadier Guards, killed in action near Arras, 30th of March 1918, aged 24. The sons of Thomas Mawson and Maud de Jersey Harvard. Also of Maud de Jersey, wife of Thomas Mawson Harvard, who died 29th of November 1918, aged 56. So she, the mother, lost all her children. And she died, 7 months after her son died, the last son died. So the youngest one was killed first in 1917. Then the eldest child was killed a year later, age 24. And then she died a couple of months later. And the husband, Thomas Mawson Harvard, who died the 10th of January 1926, age 64. So he didn't... 18, 19, 20... 6 years. It's just so sad. She lost all her children and then she just died. She died of a broken heart, obviously. And he was left alone. That must have been terrible. Because we think, you know, the soldiers that die. But obviously there's whole families at home and look how it affected this family. It killed them. She'd already lost a baby, and you know, and then she went on to have two others that she was obviously really proud of, and they were both killed. So I'm just remembering this family. Rest in peace.